podcast of the Dead Set Legends is proudly brought to you by Dreams of Soccer Glory. Help a future soccer star's dreams come true. Shop at IGA and nominate today at iga.com.au.
G'day, it's Barra here. Thanks for downloading another Dead Set Legends podcast with the wonderful Angela Sahn and the great Glenn Mitchell.
Yes, we chatted to Wallabies legend Tim Horan about rumours he's going to run naked through Northbridge.
You'll be there, Angela. We caught up with Joffa Korf too from the Collingwood cheer squad about that teeth-smashing incident, ouch, in the West Coast game last weekend.
And WA boxer Jordan Samadali has just found out he's been selected to go to the Commonwealth Games. He's the next Danny Green, and we chatted to him. Well, gang, one of a good mate of the show is Tim Horan, Wallabies legend, often in the studio broadcasting back to the East. And we heard this little rumour that we thought we better clarify, better clear up.
Well, is it a little rumour or a big rumour?
Well,
depends whether it's cold or not.
It's been an inside cover.
We'll have to ask Tim if it could turn out to be a big rumour. It says here, Wallabies legend Tim Horan will run nude through Northbridge if the Western Force win 8 games this season.
Which they've done.
And they have done that. Timmy Horan's on the line. Timmy, what's going on, mate?
Yeah, g'day, guys. Yeah, thanks for having me on. Thanks for trying me out of the box. Yeah, let's hope we can do it in summertime, hey?
It's cold over here at the moment.
It was funny because at the start of the year, I said if the Western Force, you know, in the first 8 to 10 rounds, if they don't win 2 or 3 games, I thought Michael Foley's job would be on the line. But and then I think the next week, the boys on the Rugby HQ on the Fox Sports said, Tim actually said this. So I actually was getting text messages from everyone last week saying, Tim, when's your nude run? I was going, what's going on here? What's the plan? So I think they have definitely thrown me under the bus there. But I think I'll certainly do something. I'm not sure if I can fit into that little blue suit and run down the mall. But I think I'll do something. I certainly will do something. I actually spoke to the CEO, Mark Sinderby, last week. And said, Mark, I'll do something for you. It might be for Nathan Charles's charity at some stage when I'm over there for the next couple of Force games.
So are you surprised that the Force have won 8 games this season?
I think, with the when you look at the talent that they have, and there's no massive stars, and when you look at the Wallaby team that's going to be selected over the weekend, you would think only one, maybe two Western Force players will make the 15, and that'll be Nick Cummins and maybe Ben McCalman. He's been playing some sensational footy. I think there'll be a lot on the bench, a lot of Western Force players on the bench. So when you look at that at the start of the year, you think, gee, well, if they could win 4 or 5 games, they've done really well. But I'll tell you what, they've really played for each other and shown what it's all about. I'm really pleased, not only for Michael Foley and also Mark Sinderby, the CEO, but just for the players that actually gained that respect now across the rugby nation.
What are your thoughts, Tim, about them actually making their first final series? They've got the Blues and the Reds at home, the Brumbies away in the last round, and they're all, at the moment, rated below the Force on the table. Can you see them winning enough of those last three to get in?
Well, they're going to have to at least win 2 of those. After losing last night against the Crusaders, a big loss over there, very hard to win against the Crusaders, of course, but I have to win against the Blues and the Reds, and it may come down to that big match, the last game against the Brumbies, to see if they can actually make that sort of top 5th or 6th spot place too. They deserve to be there. Finals footy is different than playing the round robins, but they deserve to be there after how they've played this year.
Now, mate, can't you get Nathan Charles into the Wallabies team for us? You're one of the greats. If you just give him a nudge, nudge, wink, wink, because what a story. The only elite player in the world to have with CF to actually to achieve something like that. I mean, a massive achievement. And wouldn't it be brilliant to see him play hooker for Australia?
Oh, it would be. It's I think, and time will come. You know, Nathan potentially end of season 2. That's where he may get his opportunity if the Force can keep playing some good footy. So, but I think you need ambassadors like that in the game, and for parents and for kids looking up to a player like Nathan Charles, and also, you know, I think the way the Western Force has handled themselves this year, and I'm really impressed with what they do in the community. I've seen that, and the charity work that they do. A lot of people don't see that off the field, and it's a pretty good culture that they've built over there.
Okay, Timmy, so let's get back to it. When is this nudie run going to happen? We're going to hold you to it.
Ange is very keen to be on the sidelines.
I'll tell you what, Ange, I'll do it with you. There you go.
No. Don't rope me.
Lady
Godiva.
Maybe you could both get on horses.
No.
Come on, Angela. You've said that. But we both wear the blue suit down the mall. There you go.
And we'll do what they did in Lady Godiva. We'll all agree not to look. We'll stand with our backs to you.
You bet. Yeah.
Hang on. Just speak for yourself, Barry. Don't rope us all.
We'll all do it.
Oh, there you go.
Mate, we've got Australia's best commentator with us. So, Mitch, you reckon you could call something like that?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, I'll be in there.
I reckon I'll win by a head. There you go, guys.
Hey, good on you, Timmy. You're a great man, and thanks for fronting up. And who knows? We might see you in Northbridge sometime.
Good on you, guys, and good luck to all the Western Force players for the Wallaby selection coming up.
What a ripper bloke. But listen, I wanted to speak to this bloke because it was a big game last night. Collingwood absolutely thrashed St Kilda by 86 points. And if you watch Collingwood games, you'll see a man in the crowd who dons a gold jacket when he's decided. I don't know if he gets the signal from Eddie Maguire or whether he decides himself the game's over.
2 minutes into the second quarter last night.
That's right. It was a real early donning of the jacket. Probably left early too. He's the head of the Collingwood Cheers squad. He's a good fella. Joffa Coffrey joins us on the line. G'day, Joff.
Oh, g'day, everyone. How are we?
Yeah, good to have you on the show, mate. When did you... Were you at the game last night? What time did you put the jacket on?
Was I at the game? Come on. And I don't get the message from Eddie Maguire. About 8 years ago, we were probably about 70... We were about 70 points up in front of Carlton. Eddie had to walk past the cheer squad to get into the dressing rooms at half-time. And the filthy look he gave me, and the text message the following Monday, not to crow too early. So it always goes on now, probably midway to late in the last quarter.
So we don't go
crowing too early because it doesn't please the boss.
Oh, so what you're saying, was it ever been a game where you put the gold jacket on and you end up losing?
That'd be embarrassing.
Well, it was very embarrassing. It did happen. Look, it's only happened once in 13 years, and that was when we played Essendon on an Anzac Day game 5-6 years ago. We thought that Rocker had got a goal that put us 3 goals up, and all of a sudden, unbeknowing to me, running around celebrating the gold jacket, the goal was taken off Collingwood. There was a 50-metre penalty paid against Rocker. And Essendon got about 3 goals in 4 minutes and won the game. And I couldn't find the hole big enough.
Well, at least you were lucky, Joff. It was one of the smaller attendances of the year, Anzac Day. Not many people would have seen you.
No cameras on you.
What a bloody good day to do that. Unbelievable. Yeah. Anyway, but look, it's all in fun. And the gold jacket does a lot out there in the community, and it's a lot of fun for the kids at the football, so it's a pretty good story. It's all good.
Now, talking of fun, are you still enjoying the game? Because I know you've been worried about the state of the game. You openly sent a letter to the CEO saying that, you know, you're no longer having a good time, but is that changing?
Well, look, football is a good game. Look, we're football people, to a certain degree, we wouldn't be going to the game if we didn't enjoy it. But it's just a shame in so many ways seeing the game erode as the game that we once knew it was. And I'm pretty big on community. And if certain people in our football community can no longer afford to go to the football, which is happening, there's no argument there, it takes something away from football. And I think that's been my biggest... whinge about it all is just that football should be affordable to all people, and at the moment it's not, because I'm out and about every day and people are saying, well, we can't afford to go anymore. We stay home and watch it on TV, and I think we're robbing the game of great characters in the terraces. And I think when that happens, I think you lose something.
Well said, mate. How did you go last week, too, when one of our blokes, Elliot Yeo, lost his teeth during the Collingwood game? And then all those gags started, all the commentators going, they can't find the teeth. Oh, the Collingwood cheer squad probably grabbed them because they got no teeth. How did you deal with all that, mate?
We've heard it all before. It's funny for about 2 seconds and we just got on doing what we're doing. We can give it, and if you can give it out, in good fun and banter, if you can give it out, you've got to be able to take it. So, yeah, it was very amusing. But that could have been, gee whiz, that could have been the mark of the century. Mm. And I really felt sorry for the young kid, because that would have been something that we'd still be talking about today if you had a big mark last week.
Yeah. Just lastly, you're keeping a lid on it? You're up to third on the ladder now.
We were probably a little bit bemused by the amount of people writing Collingwood off pre-season. Now, we're not talking premierships. I don't think I don't think that's going to be the thing for Collingwood this year. But I think what's pleasing about Collingwood at the moment is after that horrifying defeat against Port Adelaide in last year's final, and the movement of players, Didac Shaw, Thomas, well, one was sort of wondering, gee, you know, we're sort of rebuilding here. So what sort of a year are we going to have? With the midfield that we've got, I thought it was strange people writing Collingwood off outside of the top eight. I thought our midfield alone would guarantee us somewhere in the top eight. I think, gee whiz, Collingwood, look, not premiers this year, may not be next year, but they're building up.
You're struggling to keep the lid on, aren't you? Really? You're trying to play it down, Joffa, and you know you're a big chance. You're the best. All right, well, good luck with the mullets and the love bites and the neck tats. And, mate, you do a great job, and you've embraced Indigenous Round. That's the main bit. I know there were some dramas in the past with Nicky Winmar, and you basically, the world changed after he pointed to his black skin and
Absolutely.
Said, we've had enough. Yes. So, and you've embraced it too, mate. So good on you. You do great community work too. Keep up the great work.
Thanks, guys.
Good on you. Hey, listen, we love promoting young people on this show and young talent. And there's a young fella here who they're saying is the next big thing in boxing in Western Australia. He's only 20 years of age. His name's Jordan Samadali. He's from Mullaloo, and he's about to head off to Glasgow for the Commonwealth Games. He joins us on the line. Morning, Jordan. How are you, mate?
How you going, guys? Yeah. I'm good. Thanks for yourself.
Great to have you. Great to have you on the show. Yeah. Will this be your first overseas trip, G-Man?
Yeah, I've been overseas a few times for boxing.
For boxing?
This is the main one for, like,
for
the
you.
World.
This is, mate, this is the main one, all right, the Commonwealth Games. How are you feeling about your chances? And tell us a bit about your history. What school did you go to here? That sort of thing.
I went to Ocean Reef, senior high school, and I was about 15 when I started boxing, and I was a bit chubby.
Now tell us about that. So basically, you were a bit chubby. You were carrying a bit too much extra weight. You were sick of being the fat kid. Have you got any advice for Barra?
What about that? Little left jab there, please, Jordan.
Well, I got older brothers that were boxing that time as well, and then they were the main ones boxing, and then they brought me along just to lose weight.
Oh, this can't be right. This can't be right. You were 83 kilos in year eight.
Yeah.
So you're blue, right. Even more than chubby, brother.
Yeah. I don't want to say that.
What were you... the pot calling the kettle black.
what were you eating? What was your diet like? Were you...
I was eating everything. I was... Just all the ethnic food.
Oh, Mum's a good cook, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. She was the best.
Now, Jordan, what do you know about your competition in your weight division for the Commonwealth Games?
I'm not too sure about the competition, but they're going to be good. They're the best of their country as well, obviously. But so am I. I'm the best of my country. And I've got a style that's no one can... Like, man, no one can't compete with. I've got a good style.
Now,
so I just, if I'm on my game and I reckon I can win gold, I'll come home with the gold.
Well, let's hope that's the case. What are the plans at 20 years of age post the Commonwealth Games?
I say again, sorry?
What are your aims after the Commonwealth Games at 20 years of age? What do you plan to do?
Well, first, one at a time. First, I want to go get gold at the Commonwealth Games. And then I'll be 22 for the Olympics. Go for the Olympics, and then that's when I'll go pro.
And then turn pro.
Then I'll start making.
Mate, you're gonna need some mentors, and they're already calling you the next Danny Green. Which, what do you think about that? Huh?
Nah, it's awesome. It's good. I can't. It's all everything I dreamed of, and it's all coming to reality. It's good.
Oh, mate. And when you were fighting at the Nationals at the Esplanade Hotel, I believe that Danny Green was ringside. Did you see him there when you saw him looking through the ropes?
He came to all my fights. He was there to support me. He was with me with the warm-ups.
And how would you describe Danny Green?
Nah, he's a top bloke. He's like a legend in Australian boxing. It's
Well, mate, by the power of our wonderful technology here, he's on the line, the Danny Green, the great man. Greeny, what about this kid?
Hey, champ, how are you, buddy?
How you going, Danny?
I'm good, thanks, mate. I'm good, mate. I'm real good. Thanks for the kind words, bud, and I'm looking forward to seeing you hopefully light up the Commonwealth Games and bring home a gold medal.
Thanks, Danny. That's good.
He's in awe. He's in awe, Greeny.
What's the words?
How good is he, Greeny? You've seen him. How good is he?
Look, mate, he's like you said, his style is very unorthodox. He's awkward. He's flashy. He's fast. He's a different style to what I was when I was an amateur fighter. You know, I was a walk-up guy, just, you know, either fold him over or would get touched up on points. So it was different for me. But Jordan's got a great style, and he's got the same coach that I had when I first started boxing. So he started with the same coach that I started with, Pat. And, I'm very close with Pat, and so is Jordan. They've got a great relationship. It's a good working partnership, and that's why they've been successful, because they've worked so well together. And this young kid, he tries, and he listens, and he works hard, and he does what he's asked to do, and then some. And that's why he's been successful.
You've obviously mentored him well, too, because he read that script you gave him about building you up and how good you are.
Yeah, so, like I said, he's a good listener.
What do you think, Danny, about Jordan going on then to the Olympic Games and turning pro after that?
Oh, look, it's, like he said, it's one step at a time. It's, you know, this is something that every young amateur kid like him dreams of, and like I did, you know, when I picked to compete for the Commonwealth Games and then continued on and made the Olympic Games team. So he's got a lot of hard work ahead of him. So, look, I think this kid's got his head screwed on, and I don't want to put anything in his way to try and distract him. But look, if he works hard and he keeps continuing to persevere and sacrifice, and who knows what he can do. But let's just get the Commonwealth Games. Let's get to the Commonwealth Games first, and then hopefully he can do very well there, and then assess his future from there. But he's got a great future. He's a great kid, and he comes. You know, his family are all very supportive, and they're a lovely family. So I just wish him all the best in WA. You know, hope we all get behind him and hope this young kid can bring home a gold medal.
Absolutely. And Jordan, you know what, mate? You might have to be the bloke who ends up fighting Anthony Mundine because he keeps dodging Greeny. what do you reckon? Can you take out Mundine for Greeny?
Yeah, I don't want to say nothing.
He's learning quick, Dan, isn't he?
Well, he's obviously the other bloke. He doesn't want to say anything.
Greeny, before we let you go, how is that going, mate? We heard you were in negotiations with Coda Nasser, Mundine's manager, who was spotted having coffee or something. Is there anything going on, G-Man?
No, it's just over East Barra, and I was having a chat. You know, I catch up with Coda, and when I'm over there, I just say good day, have a cup of tea, and chew the fat. And basically, obviously, fighting comes up and boxing comes up. And look, someone down there saw us and ran the newspaper. And next thing you know, the fight's on. Look, I've been here 100 times, and I've been here probably more 1,000 times. It was 8 years ago when we fought, and he'd have to fight 10 times now, 10 times. And this came from his manager. He'd have to fight 10 times. To earn what he'll get fighting against me. And let's face it, he's always only been in the game to get paid and choose the easiest fights. And so I'm not holding my breath, and I've got a lot of things on my plate at home, mate. So if it happens, it happens, no problem. And if it doesn't, no sweat.
Now tell us about the things you've got on your plate. You've got a new gym, is that right, called the Green Zone?
Yeah, that's right, Angela. It's Green Zone Fitness, and it's opening at Warwick Shopping Centre, and I'm pretty excited because, you know, it's been a long time in the coming and in the making, and I've tried to dip my toes in something else in business, and this is a natural progression for me. It's what I know. It's what I've grown up with, and it's what I'm in the know. So, it's very exciting. It's down at Warwick Shopping Centre, and anyone wants to join up, the pre-sale's on now. So to become a foundation member, just go to www.greenzonefitness.com.au, and we've got a dedicated boxing room, got a huge cross training, functional training room, got a massive weights area, got a huge cardio area, just got everything. So we're pretty happy.
I have to say, Barrett is pumped. He's ridden down that website and he wants a membership. Danny?
Hang on.
Hey, how many kilos you want to lose, mate?
About 10, mate.
10? All right, I reckon I should do 15 off you in a month.
There you go. See? You can do it, mate. 4 weeks.
From fear, I'll lose plenty of weight.
And I'll just get a big set of sewing needles and a big...
so sew up my mouth. Well, mate, you might have a Commonwealth gold medalist training down there at some stage too, because Jordan, we wish you all the best, mate. You got Greeny in your corner. You couldn't have a better bloke, and we wish you all the best in Glasgow in July. And we'll keep in touch, brother.
Thanks, mate. That means really a lot. Thanks.
There he goes, Greeny. He's going to be one of the greats.
And Greeny, good luck, Jim.
Might see you at the Green
Zone.
Thanks,
Danny.
Good on you, Jordan. Thanks, Greeny.
See you guys. Have a great weekend.
No worries.
You too. Okay, you too.
The Dead Set Legends are looking forward to next weekend. Just like the thousands of kids who play club soccer, help a future soccer star's dreams come true. Shop at IGA and nominate today at iga.com.au.